Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 16th, 1961, the physical remains of Florence Estina Springer, one of Barbados's most revered educators, were interred at the Westbury Cemetery in the service officiated by Minister Harold Tudor. Florence Springer, a retired headmistress of the Carrington's Girls' School, had died on July 15th at her Wendover Point Gardens residence at the age of 86. According to parish records from the St. Simon's Anglican Church, Florence Springer was born on March 6, 1875, to Joseph Henry Springer, a tailor, and his wife Elizabeth Jean Worrell. Educated at the St. Simon's Mixed School, where her uncle Mr. J.A. Worrell was headmaster, she entered the teaching profession in 1889 through the pupil teacher system. She was assigned to the Sturgis School, where just 6 years later, at the remarkably young age of 20, she was promoted to its headship. With the closure of the Sturgis School in 1913, she was transferred to the newly constructed Holy Innocent School, where she was credited with elevating that institution to first grade status. In 1915, she was appointed headmistress of the Carrington's Girls' School, and under her leadership, the school grew both in size and prestige, attracting girls from across the island. Among its pupils was Odessa McLean, who later served for many years as headmistress of the Belmont Primary School. After 23 years at the helm of the Carrington's Girls' School, Florence Springer retired in 1938, bringing a close to an impressive 49-year teaching career that left a lasting impact on both the school and the Carrington Village community. Throughout that remarkable career, Florence Springer's sense of duty also extended to her family. Following the death of her brother Charles Wilkinson Springer, assistant master at the Combermere School, she assumed responsibility for raising his three sons, Robert, Charles Jr., and Hugh, later Sir Hugh Springer, at a time when such commitments were rare among female educators. While this aspect of her life revealed her commitment to her family, it was her distinguished service to education that earned her a lasting place in Barbados's history. In recognition of this contribution, the government established the newly constructed Springer Memorial Secondary School in 1964. Quite fittingly, this all-girls institution located at Government Hill, just a stone's throw from Carrington Village, was officially opened by her nephew, His Excellency Hugh Worrell Springer, then acting governor of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.